Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Without even saying the word, the message of the greatest prophet of old springs forth at us with the mere mention of his name. Repent. And if this word coming to mind were not enough, we hear today of an imprisoned John, still awaiting his freedom from sin and death's oppression, still longing for his redemption. Repent and believe the gospel. What his eyes have not seen, his heart is called upon to believe. He remains an Old Testament prophet. Behold the Lamb. Though strictly Johannine, these words too are inseparably connected to every reference to the baptizer, like the word repent. And now his disciples bring word of their fulfillment. This is the one who was coming. He is fulfilling all prophecy, the blind, the lame, the lepers, the deaf. Yes, even the dead are raised up. But greatest of all, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Jesus is the one. Bring the gospel back to John, who is poor and needy. The Lamb of God has come. Jesus' final words to John prepare John for his death, as they prepare each of us for ours. Salvation comes from the rock that has pushed its way up out of Israel into the path of every man. The path is prepared, and Christ Jesus stands on it. Blessed is he who does not stumble at me. As surely as we need to learn once more to see ourselves as poor and needy, so that we come to Christ for deliverance from the prison house of sin and death, we need to relearn the truth about the office of the holy ministry. In view of what Jesus goes on to say about John, we must conclude that he who stumbles over my messenger stumbles over me. As long as John was on the scene, there was but one path to Jesus, through Elijah. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards of the mysteries. Mysteries in which Christ comes. We have an even more glorious calling than John. Because he bears Christ, the lowliest pastor is greater than John. And to reject Christ's messenger is to reject the infant, the incarnation, the Lamb. For he whom John sought, who throughout the Old Testament spoke to the people of God through the prophets, priests and kings, is to be found in preaching and the administration of the sacrament, in the ministry of the word. Christ's servants, that is the calling of professors and pastors alike. Receive your teachers as such. In so doing, you receive Christ. Exalt yourselves over them, and you exalt yourselves over the Son of God who sent them. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. A picture of humility and repentance, John remains for us an icon of faithfulness, faithful unto death. The professor, like the pastor, is called to be a messenger of Christ, not of his own agenda. Christ directs, he leads, he speaks. How precious are the faithful, who, like Dr. Luther, lead us deeper and deeper into the Word, who, if we will allow it, open our eyes to see what a privilege and glory it is to be killed all day long for Jesus' sake, to be counted as sheep for the slaughter. You students have a treasure store of faithful men, as I had here before you. As a student at Southern Methodist University some time ago, I attended a gathering of some of the leading gospel scholars in the country. I recall with great fondness one of our professors who was there, leading them all through the Gospels, as though they were but children being led by a woodsman through the forest. While they sought their own agendas, he led them down the path prepared by John, traveled by Christ. He preached Christ crucified to them. There are those who will always consider Jesus the son of Joseph. They will not recognize his divine origin, though he demonstrates the power of one who is from above, who is above. John identified Jesus as the Lamb of God come down for us. John identified him as food for the people of God. This was the baptizer's designation. What John longed for was to partake of that lamb and thus be created new. We are recreated by the Son of God made flesh when we eat of the lamb. We are one body, Scripture says, and members made from his flesh and from his bones. The body and blood of Christ is the gospel for the poor, for the imprisoned sinner, for those being led to death. More than just a message, Jesus sends you gifts. The highest, holiest, most precious gifts of his body given and his blood shed for the remission of your sins. There are no more gifts to bring than what Jesus has given. There are no more besides what lies in the manger, besides what is given under bread and wine. Behold the Lamb of God. In a homily on John 6 of all texts, Chrysostom writes, "In order that we may become of his body, Jesus has made it possible for those who desire not merely to look upon him, but even to touch him and to consume him and to fix their teeth in his flesh and to be commingled with him." Continuing on, he sounds as though he speaks of John filled with the Spirit of Christ, but he speaks of us, filled with the body and blood of our crucified and risen Lord. Let us then come back from that table like lions breathing out fire, thus becoming terrifying to the devil, and remaining mindful of our head and of the love which he has shown for us. Behold, the Christ child comes to you. Blessed is he who does not stumble at him. In Jesus' name.